Fox News's Courtney Keeley. Good morning, Courtney.
Hey, good morning.
What can you tell me about Libya? What are you hearing on the ground?
The first 5 nights of airstrikes with over 160 Tomahawk missiles was to take out Gaddafi's air defense and air force, which basically has happened, but he still has his ground troops in the town of Misrata, menacing that town, which was one of the first, well, it's the third largest city, about 300,000 people. It was one of the first places that tried to overthrow his rule in the last month. And then Ajdabiya, where I was for about a week, longer than that, which we used as a staging point to go out with the rebel fighters to see them fighting against Gaddafi forces. Gaddafi forces still menacing that town after they took it about a week ago.
So you were with the rebels?
Yeah.
Who are these rebels? And I read something where the Al-Qaeda supports them. Do you know anything about who they are?
Well, first of all, they don't support Al-Qaeda, and I do know exactly who they are. They are the most, they're civilians that took to the streets after Gaddafi's forces withdrew from the east, from the cities of Benghazi and from towns. Now, the landscape of Libya is really stereotypical desert where you drive for about an hour and see nothing, maybe a camel, and then you get to a town. So the towns are really spread out. The population is about 6.5 million. And what happened was when Gaddafi withdrew from most of the east in the early part of these demos, his forces pulled back. And then these so-called rebel fighters went to the arms depots and picked up weapons. But they were rugby players, university students, guys in a band, shopkeepers, and whoever you spoke to, they would say that they had just learned how to fight an anti-aircraft machine gun on the drive down. Some had, you know, one guy would have a grenade, the other. And they the only thing that they were unified in was their desire to fight. But they really don't know how.
Yeah. And so what do they think of America? What do they think of the West?
Wanted help. It's a pretty sophisticated view, which was, please put in a no-fly zone. There's going to be a massacre. And then the first couple of days, they were ecstatic. They pushed Gaddafi's forces back. They'd taken these towns, these oil-rich towns. And then all of a sudden, Gaddafi launched this counteroffensive, and they just started being killed left and right. And then it was all of a sudden the realities of what they had entered into kind of smacked them between the face. And I was talking to fighters that were crying, saying, I came down here with 10 of my best friends, and there's only two of us left in the last week. Or, you know, what can we do? And this was airstrikes hitting right around us as we were talking.
Wow.
So you felt the immediacy of why they were saying, what is your government doing? And they talk about President Obama by name. I mean, the U.S. looms large, and they do, you know, and people in this region look to the U.S. They did in Cairo as well. But it's very clear that the U.S. wants to make sure that they don't get mired into a conflict with ground troops like they have in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, that's the issue. Is there a belief that you're hearing that this can be done surgically from the air? Or we're hearing that people, Libyans, still are being killed door to door from some of Gaddafi's thugs. How do you stop that?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we can't be the world's heroes, but we could do our best, I guess. And what the best was taking out his air defense, because at least if the rebel fighters are going to learn how to fight, or if they're going to keep going down that one desert road that I was on, they're not going to be menaced by airstrikes now. They have significantly weakened Gaddafi's armed forces, but it isn't, you know, you can't do anything surgically. And the big debate in NATO right now is, if we continue this military exercise and these operations, civilians could get hurt, because that's what happens when you drop bombs. Yeah. Civilians get in the way.
Yeah.
So there's nothing surgical about it, and it's being hotly debated right now.
Yeah. So your impression of these rebels that you know were that they're pretty westernized, they're not steeped in the 14th century, they're pretty sophisticated.
It's the Facebook generation. A guy was speaking English to me. You know, they know their rap groups. Lots of English speakers, even despite the regime trying to keep them down. I mean, they might have sort of tribal affiliation, but these aren't extremist groups. These are not guerrilla fighters that have some ideology that were, you know, practicing in the desert for days. These are literally a band. They called themselves Libya Future. And then after the revolution, they started calling themselves Free Libya. And they were on the ground with One guy instead of holding his bass guitar was holding an RPG. Another had a SAM missile that they had taken out of these arms depots. Mm. And so, I mean, it's not, and also the one thing that that's kind of unbelievable is they all say, look, we're Libyans. We're not Al-Qaeda. We're not extremists. We want, and then they start naming off like sort of liberty. And they start quoting without even realizing it. They're quoting sort of our Declaration of Independence. Wow. So it does tear at the heartstrings.